You're listening to an Ask Anything research briefing from askanything-app.com. Today, risk number 2 on the OWASP Top 10 for Agentic Applications for 2026. It's called Tool Misuse and Exploitation, Identifier ASI02. This is training for both developers and everyone else who works alongside AI agents. First, what it is. Agents misuse authorized tools through unsafe composition, recursion, or excessive execution that causes harmful side effects, resource exhaustion, runaway cost, or data leaking between tool contexts. Here's a way to picture it. Give someone a valid keycard and tell them to be thorough, and they might open every door, again and again, all night. Nothing is forbidden, but the building still gets ransacked by sheer unchecked repetition and combination. Why does this matter more with agents? In a classic system, a misused function in normal code fails predictably and locally, one stack trace, one bounded blast. But in an agentic system, the agent decides how often and in what order to call tools, so misuse compounds, loops, chains, and floods it invented on the fly. There are three main ways this attack shows up. The first is recursive tool loops. A vague goal or a self-referential plan makes the agent call the same tool endlessly, exhausting rate limits, quota, and budget. The second is dangerous tool chaining. Individually safe tools become an exfiltration path when composed, read a secret, then send it out. Each step is authorized, the sequence is the attack. The third is excessive execution and flooding. The agent overwhelms a system with calls, accidentally or when steered, turning its own tools into a denial of service against you or a third party. Let me make it concrete. An analysis agent is told to gather everything relevant. With no budget, it recurses through a paid search tool. Be thorough with a metered search tool and no call ceiling. Each result makes the agent decide it needs one more search. The loop runs for hours, each call billed, quota blown. A five-figure invoice and a rate-limited account before anyone notices. Tool misuse rarely trips a security alarm, every call is authorized. It shows up as cost, latency, and quota, or as data quietly crossing a boundary it never should have. Now the part that matters most, how do you contain it? Three layers. Layer 1, budgets and rate limits. Cap calls, depth, and cost per run, hard stop on breach. Rate limit each tool and the run as a whole. Fail closed when a budget is exceeded. Layer 2, composition policy. Forbid dangerous combinations, read secret external send. Require approval to cross a trust boundary. Scope each tool's context, don't share secrets across calls. Layer 3, sandbox and isolate. Run tools in isolated, least privileged contexts. Meter and quota third-party calls. Kill runs that exceed depth or time limits. If you're a developer, the controls live in four places. Budget, per run limits. Cap total calls, recursion depth, wall clock, and spend, fail closed on breach. Policy, combination rules. Deny read secret external send and other cross-boundary chains without approval. Sandbox, isolated execution. Run each tool least privilege, with its own metered quota and no shared secrets. Meter, third-party quotas. Rate limit and quota outbound calls so a loop can't douse you or a partner. And if you don't write code, you're still part of the defense. Spot it, if an agent does something nobody asked for, treat it as suspicious even when it sounds confident. Don't feed it, keep secrets, credentials, and bulk records out of agents. And report it fast, because at machine speed, minutes matter. To test your own system, red team it. Force recursion. Give a vague, be exhaustive goal. Pass equals the agent stops at its call slash cost budget. Dangerous chain. See if it will read a secret, then send it out. Pass equals the combination is blocked. Flood test. Prompt a broadcast action. Pass equals rate limits cap the outbound calls. Context leak. Check if data from tool A leaks into an unrelated tool B. Pass equals contexts are isolated. So, the things to walk away with. Authorized tools are still an attack surface. Misuse is composition and volume, not a break-in. Recursion and floods cause cost and dose. Cap calls, depth, and spend, fail closed. Chained read send is exfiltration. Block dangerous combinations across boundaries. Sandbox and meter every tool. Isolation limits what any single misuse can reach. That's Tool Misuse and Exploitation, ASI 02. For the written brief and the full slide deck, see askanything-app.com. Thanks for listening.